Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts, welcoming you, as always, to our broadcast. And we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, here on 950 AM, 100.3 FM. Of course, you can also find us just as well through our podcast, which you can find through CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you also can connect to the parish that way and also our weekly homilies. But as you know, from here on in, I'm playing the homilies I did on Sunday on the following Monday, so the day after. So here it is Tuesday, and we are now in the 11th week of Ordinary Time, and now we're in full Ordinary Time, because we spent 3 weeks, Pentecost, and then Trinity Sunday, and then finally Corpus Christi, where we dealt with what were known as Ordinary Time Solemnities. But now we're in full-blown Ordinary Time, and we will stay in Ordinary Time right up until Thanksgiving, actually, just after Thanksgiving. That happens every single year. This actually happens to be my favorite season, Ordinary Time, not because it's ordinary, and certainly this season isn't ordinary at all, but it's because it's a routine you can get into. It's all, we know where we're going, at least liturgically. I don't know about the country, but that's a whole different story. But we know where we're going, we know what is happening, and we know what readings are coming up, and we are following the same pattern. And of course, this is year A, and year A, we look at the readings from the book of Matthew. But the Gospel of Matthew. But this coming Sunday, since we're in Ordinary Time now, in officially Ordinary Time, we're focusing on the readings that'll be coming up. And the way the readings work in Ordinary Time is you have, obviously, you have the first reading, you have the psalm, you have the second reading, which is from the epistles usually, and then you have the gospel. Well, usually there's a connection between the Old Testament reading and the gospel, and you'll find that each and every time. So this particular Sunday, we've got a reading about Jesus talking to us about dealing with persecution, having courage, dealing with persecution. But the first reading, which is what I want to focus on right now, is also dealing with persecution. It comes from the book of Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah is one of the major prophets that we have in the Old Testament. So we have the prophet Jeremiah, and Jeremiah is speaking to the people who are going astray, and he is trying to lead them to come to know the Lord, come back to the Lord, and instead they are turning away from God and going their own way. And if that sounds fairly familiar, that happens a lot in the history of the Christians and the Jews. So we have this time. Now, Jeremiah is a prophet. There's an interesting thing that has to be understood between the biblical concept of prophet and the popular concept of prophet, which we would also call a psychic. They are completely, totally unrelated. And in fact, part of our understanding as Christians and Catholics is that we have no business visiting a psychic. One of the things I always like to bring up is Harry Houdini, and I just saw an interesting documentary about a man by the name of James Randi. Both of them followed a similar pattern where they were magicians, they were escape artists, and they also worked in debunking any kind of psychic performance. And so one of the things that you will see is James Randi is focused in the documentary, you happen to see it, of rejecting and trying to debunk many of these people who call themselves psychics. And in the meantime, the government was convinced that they were in fact psychics, and James Randi said absolutely not, and he convinced them. Well, that's one of the realities. Harry Houdini did exactly the same thing, and they also brought that up in the movie. But Harry Houdini brought the exact same thing. Well, what is the difference between a psychic and a prophet if we were to assume that a psychic actually is speaking some kind of knowledge that is real? And the answer is very simple. The prophet speaking for God is calling people to a change of heart and to a conversion, and speaks of what will go wrong if, in fact, the people do not respond to God's call to repentance. That's what a prophet does. A psychic will tell you what is going to happen, and it's something that we're called not to put our faith in it. Good example of why is my father went to see a psychic, and the psychic told him he'd only live for 5 years. And he reminded my mother of that for 40 years. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. So that's the difference. And that's the difference. A prophet is speaking for God and calling people to repentance. And so he was saying, this will happen if we don't repent. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish of Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. We'll be right back right after this. Everything has you overwhelmed. You are more than worried, and you are inundated with fear. You keep asking yourself, what's going to happen tomorrow? Well, have you read the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter? Yes, the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter reminds us that all God's people go through difficult times, but God will get us through them.
Cast your troubles on him because he cares for you.
We are called to humble ourselves before the mighty Lord, and he will raise us up in victory.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time.
He reminds us to be aware that our weaknesses can lead us into the devil's path. So be extra vigilant.
Resist him, standing firm in your faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
So the next time you feel overwhelmed, turn to the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter in the New Testament. We're back. And we were just talking about before the break, about the reality of the prophets and the difference between a prophet and a psychic. So our first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah, who was called at a very young age. And Jeremiah, I've always kind of thought of as the prophet of Tourette syndrome. I might say, well, how does that connect? Because Jeremiah lived in the 7th century BC, and Tourette syndrome wasn't really discovered until the 1800s AD. Well, in reality, Tourette syndrome, if you know anyone who has it, it's commonly known as this condition where people say bad words. It's actually, they will say the most inappropriate thing for the time. And what it's a neurological disorder, but what they will tell you is that they will feel this coming up. These words are going to come out, and they try to hold them in. And by the way, if they do hold them in, they can hold them in for a short amount of time, and then they have to go somewhere and just let them out. And it's a neurological disorder. It's very real, and these people have this. Well, there is a scene in the book of Jeremiah, and it precedes the reading for this coming Sunday, where Jeremiah is speaking the word of God, and it gets him into trouble each and every time because he's telling people they have to repent. And of course, they don't want to listen to him. And he says he wants to hold in those words, and he can't. They come out anyway. And it's literally anyone who has Tourette syndrome will tell you that's exactly what it's like. Now, there's a fascinating reality. When we're looking at the prophets, we can look at them as being very strong, brave people. In fact, they were. And we can look at them and say, gee, I really wish I could be like the prophets because they were so strong and God was with them and they never had any problems and they never had any struggles. But none of that would be true. I can name you three prophets who were struggling so hard doing God's will under great resistance that all three of them actually asked God to strike them dead. Actually, one of them didn't, but I put them in the same category, and I'll explain that in a second. Moses and Elijah, who were so powerful, they were the prophets who met Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. They both asked God to strike them dead. They had felt they had failed, or that everything was just too tough. In Moses' case, the resistance by the people he was leading was too tough. In Elijah's case, he felt that he failed. And in both cases, they asked that God strike them dead. Jeremiah isn't really an exception. He doesn't ask that God strikes him dead as much as he actually says, I wish I was never born. So anytime you think, well, they had the power and they were okay and God was with them and they knew it and they had, no. And think the same thing for you. When you're trying to do the toughest thing that you believe is the right thing to do because you're rooted in where you think the Lord is calling you and you know there's having a lot of opposition, you know there's a lot of struggle, and maybe it's putting you in a very unpopular position, whatever the case may be, understanding that you have some kind of something to bounce off of to make sure that you know you are speaking the way you should, and you feel that this is just too tough for you, you are not alone in that position. Many people who have come to serve God have, in fact, been in that position. That's actually one of the reasons why we have one of the programs, one of the sponsors of our program, Sirach Chapter 2. That's exactly what Sirach Chapter 2 is. So we'll finish this discussion tomorrow, but we want to begin by explaining what we're dealing with when we're talking about the prophet Jeremiah. He was called to preach the word of God. He was a prophet, and in doing so, he's speaking powerfully to let the people know, not this will happen, it's if they don't change their ways, this will happen. Now, Jeremiah spoke to the people of Judah, which is where most of the prophets spoke, but not all. Judah was the southern of two kingdoms. The northern kingdom was Israel, and it fell in the, I believe it's the 8th century. So, yeah, the 8th century, it fell. And when Israel fell, it didn't exist again until 1948. Judah continued until the Romans just wiped it out in Masada. But those are your two things going on there, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day.
Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore. And even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.